Time to join Louise Ward of Wardini Books. Kia ora, Louise, how are you doing?
Morena, I'm very well, thank you. Yourself?
I am well, thank you. Well, I'm excited about this because I actually interviewed this author on Standing Room Only. So very interested to think, to find out what you think of Anne Kay's book In Our Own Backyard.
So much going on. So young adult novel, lots of relatable themes, particularly as we're going through this resurgence of COVID. So it's a book within a book. So there's a grown-up lady, Liza, and she's going through lockdown, in lockdown number one in March 2020. She's a journalist and she's just lost a job, as many did when some of our mags went bust, and she's moping about. And her teenage kids are moping about. And one of them asks her, did you go through anything as weird and historic as we're going through when you were a kid? And yes, she did. She went through the Springbok tour, apartheid South Africa, sending their team to play the All Blacks, even though the UN called for a boycott. And we had the Glen Eagles Agreement saying that apartheid in sport was an abomination, you know. So the kids say, write about that then, Mum, distract yourself. And she does. So we go back to when Liza was 15, 1981. Her best mate is Rewi, and his mum is a photographer chronicling the protests against the Springbok tour. The police are watching their house, and Rewi gets questioned by them every day. Same questions: where do you live? What are you doing? Etc. And then back at Liza's house, the family discuss the tour over dinner and over the phone with their dad, who's a journalist, and he's away covering it. They're all against the tour, that family, and they want to join in the protest. But then her brother Pete plays rugby at school, and he doesn't want to get on the wrong side of his teammates, who are saying, it's just a game. So it becomes more tense as the book progresses, and it reflects how families were pretty divided about the whole thing. So it centres around the protest, but there's loads more going on here. A big theme is racism and how it was and still is rife in big obvious ways like police harassment and beatings at the protests, which really makes it quite the young adult book, I would say 14 plus, because some of the beatings are quite disturbing. And in everyday ways also, like when Liza and Rewi go to a party and some of the other boys look at Rewi the wrong way and you know why. And then new girl, Galassia, turns up in Liza's class and they become good friends. She's Tongan. She confides her nightmares of the dawn raids from when she was a much smaller girl. And Liza's learning a lot, making connections, and so are we as we're reading it. And it wouldn't be an authentic young adult novel without the first love experience. So Liza meets this lad, Harry, at a school disco that gets the local kids together from the different schools. And there's immediately that sort of teenage hormone chemistry going on. And it's all quite sweet and lovely. But then as they get closer, there's an undercurrent of something. And Harry doesn't really like Liza hanging around with Rewi. And there are instances where Liza knows that Harry's being unreasonable and controlling, but he manages to convince her she's done something wrong. So we would call that gaslighting now. And I think the investigation into this relationship is a really good example of how people can get quite confused and manipulated, and both sides can be products of social conditioning, you know, girls' roles in relationships, or the examples in Harry's case of the adult behaviour that they see around them. So I think there's some massive themes in this book, and it would be great for classroom or book club discussion. So it puts thorny issues into simple terms through some really smart dialogue between the teen characters and their parents. And these aren't moral dilemmas. There's not really any grey area. I mean, getting around a rule by calling brown-skinned people honorary whites just so they can play a sports game is pretty disgusting. I really like the way that Anne Case doesn't shy away from that. Lots to get fired up about. Healthy dose of romance, friendship, family issues. It's got all the great young adult novel ingredients, and it really works. Nice piece of writing, really enjoyed it.
I remember Anne saying that she harvested some of her own memories and experiences of the time, but also did a lot of research and interviewed activists like John Minto. So do you get a sense that she is trying very hard to give different perspectives? Because it was, as you say, such a divisive time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some brilliant research, and she puts the references in at the back, and Merata Mita is referenced as well, which I think, you know, Rewi's mother is obviously based on that kind of character. So the research is incredibly well done. And getting to talk to Mr. Minto about it, that you can't get any more close to the horse's mouth than that, can you?
No, but also you get the, I remember from the book, you also get the views of those who really loved rugby and wanted the tour to go ahead. So she is canvassing the difference of the different opinions.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so within that family, Pete, the older brother, he's actually at university, and he's like, I know it's wrong and I really want to come out with you guys, but I just I've got to then front up to these people that are in my peer group every single day. So she's really, picking out those. There are moral dilemmas, obviously. It's not all that black and white. But I like the way that she comes down on this is wrong and this is how it is.
Thank you very much. Great to talk to you. That's Louise Ward of Wardini Books. She was reviewing Our Own Backyard, written by Anne Case. It's published by Bateman, and the recommended retail price is $22.